Blaine Gabbert, I want to know why we should draft you.
Because if you don't draft me, I'm going to have to beat you for the next 15 years.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
It's the land of 10,000 plus coons. Not even our commissioner's bringing the news. Throwing in 40 bucks and pray we don't lose. As the saying goes, either way we boo. Land of 10,000 plus coons. Not even our commissioner's bringing the news. Throwing in 40 bucks and pray we don't lose. As the saying goes, either way we
got Zimmel, Tony, Kevin Plow, and Agent Dave, Jay Wild Tyler, and Leaf Blast Terrible Trades, Alex and Andrew, and don't forget the good old Eason, our fantasy football league, tis the season.
It's the land of 10,000 plus coons. Not even our commissioner's bringing the news. Throwing in 40 bucks and pray we don't lose. As the saying goes, either way we booze.
I'll tell you what, I'm gonna need to clean up on aisle 5 after that one, man. I'll tell you what, you might.
Welcome to Season 2, Episode 8 of the Land of 10,000 Plus Coons Fantasy League Podcast. As always, your host, Team Double Vag, Double Anal, Ryan Eason, where we have a weekly discussion about the greatest fantasy football league ever established, at least in Coon Rapids, as well as giving you a general NFL and fantasy football weekly discussion as well. Tonight, I have a special guest host, per usual. My guest host was on a little bit last year, but he wasn't an official guest host. He's a former league member. I believe he was Team Honolulu Rainbow Warriors or something like that. Michael Wardeen.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good to be here. Sunny Honolulu.
Yeah, live from Honolulu.
Find your beach.
What's that?
Find your beach.
Yeah, find your beach. How's the weather over there?
It's nice. It's about 75 degrees right now. Can't complain. It's been 90s lately, so I'm digging it.
I don't even know why I asked. Did you know we had some snowfall here this past Saturday?
Yeah, I saw that when I was watching the Vikings game. I said, oh, man.
Yeah,
looks like fun.
Don't you miss that shit?
More than anything.
Yeah.
It all melted, though, didn't it, right away?
Yeah, I mean, it melted right away. It wasn't going to last, but just the fact that it snowed that early in October is pretty fucking depressing, and it rained for like a week straight pretty much right before that, so.
Oh, fun times.
Fun times. But appreciate you coming on, Mikey. How was the weekend?
The weekend was good. I actually just bought a PS4 and a laptop. So on Friday, I just Ubered. I didn't really mess around with them. Saturday, I was going to veg out and just play my PS4, but then I realized that I had to do a 5-hour update, so that was pretty disappointing.
Yeah, sounds like it. Well, congrats on becoming a part of the 21st century and getting the latest generation console, as well as a laptop.
Yeah.
Did you say veg out?
Yeah.
What does veg out mean?
You know, like just turn into a vegetable and just play PlayStation.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah. Like you don't.
So that was the plan, but it didn't happen. And on top of that, my laptop was a piece of crap, so I returned it right away and swapped it out.
The laptop you just bought?
Yeah, I bought it, and it was just incredibly slow. I was like, what is going on here? This is crazy. So I brought it back to Best Buy and returned it.
Yeah, well, I know I sent you an email the other day, and your email is at AOL.com. So, you know, something tells me you might not be the most knowledgeable for buying the most up-to-date technology.
Yeah, tech savvy is something that people don't call me.
Yeah, I could see that. So did you check out the Ironman World Championships going on? That was in Hawaii. Are you aware about that?
No, this is the first I'm hearing of it, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it takes place on the main island. It takes place on one of the other islands.
Okay. Is that the triathlon?
No, it's an Ironman, dude. It's like triathlon on steroids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so... Yeah... And I got to give a shout out to Steve Morris, who from the land of 10,000 Coons himself, ran the Iron Man. He did it in like 9.5 hours. And for those of you that don't know anything about Iron Man, you can look it up. It's a pretty damn good time.
I think I remember seeing commercials for that back in the day. It was a Gatorade commercial. They're like, people die on this thing. It's so hard. But if you drink Gatorade, you'll be good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Drink Gatorade, you can do anything. Yeah, so it's a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, and a marathon, just 26.22 miles.
Oh, my goodness.
Wardeen, do you think you could do an Ironman?
Just last night, I went for a run. I ran about 6 miles, and I was pretty spent. So maybe with a lot of training, I could do it. But as of right now, hell no.
Yeah, I definitely couldn't do it either. I can't even do one third of the fucking arm that's a part of it. I can't swim for shit. I sink like a rock. I think it's because of my build, you know, that, you know, I'm just built so muscular.
You're just like so freaking ripped. I don't think I get it.
Yeah, I'm like a boulder, you know.
Yeah. But anyways, what did you do this weekend?
That's a good question. Not much, dude. I just hung around and I watched a lot of football, which is probably a good segue into the NFL weekend recaps. Before we get into the show and talk football, need to do a little 350 club for $3.50. You can become a league sponsor, get your name shout out every weekend on the show. So we got Tony Raker, Noah Zernikal, Alex Williams. Thank you, boys, for the 350. Yeah, man. I just pretty much watched a lot of football. I had a family thing Saturday. Other than that, just kind of hung out. It's pretty lame. Buying that new place on new home on Thursday, so just kind of waiting for that to happen, you know.
Yeah, that's exciting.
It sure is. Yeah, I know you watched a little bit of the game, so let's we'll go into NFL weekend recaps. First up, we got the Thursday night game, Giants and Eagles, a little NFC East showdown. Did you have a chance to look at this one at all?
I watched a little bit of that one. That one was it's a weird one for me because it airs in the middle of the day in Honolulu at like noon. So I was running errands and I saw a little bit of it.
Yeah, what are we at? 5 hour time difference here?
Yeah, 5 hours.
Jeez, yeah.
3:30
so,
here.
So yeah, you've been off twice on the actual time. It started about 2:20 in Hawaii time.
Yeah.
So yeah, but anyway, Eagles won 34-13. Really wasn't even close. The Giants are pretty terrible. Eli Manning just sucks. I don't know how else to put it.
Eli Manning is doing horrible this year. I know the Giants are in a pickle. They don't really have anywhere to put him or anyone to replace him with.
Yeah.
But above all, I really love to see Odell Beckham freaking out after a loss. That's entertaining to me.
Yeah, fucking headbutting ice machines and shit or whatever that was. Air conditioning. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, the Giants are really bad. On to the next game. We had the Bucks and the Falcons. The Falcons won 34-29. That's one of your top three favorite teams, right?
Yeah, I like the Falcons a lot. I used to really like them during the Vic days, specifically because of Madden, but still have a soft place in my heart for them. It's good to see them pull it off. They almost blew it, but...
Right. Yeah, they've had a lot of close games. It was nice to see them on the winning side for once. They're usually on the losing side, at least for this year.
Mm-hmm.
So they won. Chargers and the Browns. Chargers whooped the Browns' ass 38-14. I believe Baker Mayfield kind of got hurt during the game. He's kind of questionable coming back. I think they're on a bye this upcoming week, but...
Are they? I thought they played this week.
They might be. I might have made that up. But he's
okay.
Yeah, he's questionable.
All right.
But yeah, the Chargers are kind of a weird team.
They really are. Sometimes they look really good. Sometimes they just play like crap.
Yeah. Any opinion on Baker Mayfield?
I like him. I like what he brings to the table. One of the stats I read was, I mean, they had lost something like 32 out of 33 games, but then since Mayfield took over, they've won like 2 of 3 or 2 of 4. So it's encouraging. Good to see the Browns win. I saw his game against the Jets. He looked really good. I don't know if you were able to watch that one.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that was probably his best game. Yeah, the first game he stepped in. Yeah.
He looked really good. It was amazing. He looked as good as Tyrod Taylor looked bad in that game.
Right? Yeah. Tyrod. You mean Tyrod Taylor? Or Diablo?
Sure. I don't know.
he's had some name changes going on. That was some kind of preseason talk. But anyway, speaking of the Jets, they're next on my list to talk about. They were in a shootout with the Colts, 34-42. And Dan, the Jets have been putting up a lot of points, and that's something I wasn't expecting this year. Makes me a little nervous for that Vikes game coming up against them.
Yeah, a little bit. I think the Jets fans are a little salty against Cousins for not going to them, actually. So there might be some extra motivation for them to play well against us.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the Jets, you never know what you're going to get out of them.
Yeah.
They're so bad on paper, but they win more than they should, in my opinion.
Yeah, in the summer I was thinking, oh, maybe we'll play Teddy when he was on the Jets, but they traded him away, so that's not happening either. Instead of playing the rookie, Sam Darnold, so.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But yeah, they beat the Colts. And then next matchup, another one of your favorite team, the Raiders. They lose to the Seahawks in London 27-3. Just got fucking throttled.
Yeah, that one really hurts. I know Raider Nation probably wishes they still had Mac right now, although they weren't really that good on defense with him. But, yeah, they're struggling.
Shit, yeah, they still wish they had Mac. Shit, they're probably wishing they're probably reminiscing of the glory days, because it's been a long time since they've been good. They wish they had Tim Brown, Jerry Rice, Rich Gannon, all those motherfuckers back.
Oh, yeah, so do I.
Still got that Jerry Rice. Was it a Jerry Rice or Tim Brown jersey?
It was a Rice jersey.
Yeah. Still got that?
I don't think I have that. That was like fifth grade. Right. I don't think it fits anymore.
probably not. But yeah, they look terrible. Amari Cooper looks terrible. He has his own little mini segment, so I'll get to him later. But yeah, just an awful performance. Gruden's not earning that big paycheck he got.
Their quarterback, too, Derek Carr. I don't know what's going on with him. It was just a couple years ago he looked like a budding superstar, and now he just looks more like an Eli Manning.
Dude, yeah. Yeah, that's a good comparison. Yeah, he got that big injury, man. Sometimes those guys don't come back from that shit.
Never yeah, the just same. Winning.
Panthers, Redskins. Redskins squeak one out. 23-17. This was a good matchup, and somehow the Redskins are pretty good. Alex Smith, he just wins football games at least a decent amount of the time.
That's what he does. And it's good to see. How did Peterson do in that game?
He did pretty good, I think. I think he might have rushed for almost 100 yards.
Okay.
He's been doing all right.
Yeah, it's good to see him not doing terrible.
Right. Yeah, I can look it up here in a sec, but we'll go to the next one. Bills-Texans, another close one. Texans win 20-13. I think they got ahead at the very towards the end of the game. A couple defensive touchdowns in this one. Just two pretty bad teams fucking going at it.
Yeah, the Bills not as terrible as everyone thought they would be.
Right. Yeah, I mean, whooped the Vikings' ass. They beat the Titans. They did win the playoffs, a playoff game last year. So, I don't know. Bills Mafia, baby.
And yep. I think they're motivated by their player retiring at halftime in that one game.
Right. So, yeah, Peterson had 97 yards off 17 carries, 5.7 average. Not bad. He's looking pretty good.
Yeah, not bad at all. And that's coming off a separated shoulder, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I don't know. That guy's had so many injuries, I can't keep up.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah, freaking nature. But, yeah, and we got our Vikings getting the dub, 27-17. Did you watch all this game? Did you wake up at, will that be 7 a.m.?
Yep, I did wake up at about 6:55.
On. Yeah. So you do go to bed before the games? Because I know you like to stay up late. Do you just, like, get 2 hours of sleep, or how does that work?
I stay up pretty late. On this particular game, I went to bed at about 3:30, so got a solid 3 hours of sleep, and then woke up and watched it.
That's some dedication, man. God bless your soul.
Yeah, my girlfriend was nice enough to go get me some coffee in the morning while I was watching it, so that definitely helped.
Yeah, that's a winner right there.
That was clutch.
But yeah.
It was a pretty good game by us, but I know we were talking about this during the game, but it's kind of disappointing when we let teams kind of score at will and us late when we're up.
Dude, I know. It's so annoying. Just, yeah, that prevent D or whatever bullshit. We just go 3-and-out, just let them march down the field, get a touchdown towards the end of the game. Gotta make it close. God forbid we just blow anyone out of the water.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I have a crazy theory about this, about why we let that happen. I think, again, this is all speculation, but I think Zimmer might just not want to show teams any more looks on his defense late in games. He thinks the game is in hand, and he just wants to show him that prevent defense so he can save some of his tricks up his sleeve for later. What do you think of that?
I like it. I like that take. You know, I've heard you say some stupid shit in the past, Redeem, but that wasn't too bad.
All right. Well, thank you for that backhanded compliment.
All right. We got Steelers, Bengals. This was a close one. Back and forth. Steelers pulled it out, though, 28-21 with a kind of somewhat controversial call at the very end. Scored pretty much a last-second touchdown to Antonio Brown.
And the Steelers were down – it was 20-21, right, when they scored that?
Yeah. I don't know why it would be 20 – no. I don't think so, right? I don't think so. It probably was 21-21.
I thought they were down by 1 point.
Oh, and then they went for the 2-point conversion?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be. But, yeah, they got the win there.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. With a loss there, the Steelers are really reeling, but now their season's not looking too bad.
That was a huge win for them, and if the Bengals would have won, I think they would have been like 5-1. I mean, they're still 4-2. No one saw them being that good through 6 weeks. Fuck.
But, yeah, 5-1 would have been pretty tough to overcome for the rest of the division.
Yeah. And then the Bears and Dolphins, this fucker went into overtime. This game was pretty crazy. You got to see some of this after the Viking game. Another back-and-forth scoring game. Dolphins, you know, you thought you had it in the big, but I knew better. I was like, they're somehow going to fuck this up. The Bears have been having a pretty good season. Kenyon, take care of Drake. Didn't take care of the ball.
Mm-hmm. That was crazy. I couldn't believe when that happened.
Dude, just got the ball and then immediately fumbles. It almost just seemed fixed. But then he just threw a towel over his head for the rest of the
weird
game.
Weird magic going down in Florida. Weird energy.
Dude, yeah, weird vibes in Florida. You just give it to Frank the Tank. The dude is beast moding. You got it all the way down to the one. And instead of giving it to him, the old vet, they give it to Kenyon freaking Drake. But they ended up pulling it out. Bears missed a field goal. Dolphins.
A funny little side story to this game. I watched the Vikings game on a stream, right?
Yeah.
So it wasn't like live TV or anything. So after the Vikings game, they showed the first two possessions where the Dolphins fumbled and then the Bears, I don't know, did they miss a kick? Was that what happened?
Yeah, in overtime, yeah.
Yeah, so after that happened, there was 2 minutes left, and then it cut out, and it was like, all right, due to NFL rules, we have to stop showing this game, and we're going to show some other stuff that's going around the NFL. I was like, what? With 2 minutes left in overtime, you're going to cut it out? Crazy.
No, yeah, they did that to me, too. Yeah, that wasn't just a stream thing. That was just like a watching Fox thing.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, so Yeah, I actually didn't see the final couple minutes, but I watched it. I watched the highlights, so I just read about it. But yeah, they pull one out. Then Rams, Broncos.
The Rams. One more side note to that game: just think how close the Bears are to being undefeated this year. Just a couple of plays, and they're undefeated.
Dude, I know, but You could also think they've just played a lot of close games in general. It could go either way. But, yeah, they could definitely have been undefeated this year. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, you're right. They could also be under 500.
Yeah, Khalil Mack made a huge difference. That dude's a freaking beast. He might be the best player in the NFL.
Yeah, I saw some stats that he's pretty much doing as much as the entire Oakland Raiders defense is right now in terms of, like, interceptions, sacks.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, the big defensive stats. Yeah, he is. It's pretty nuts.
Crazy.
Yeah, look at these Bears scores. Okay, so they blew out the Bucs. Wasn't even close. But then 28-31, 16-14, 17-24, 23-24. Like, dude, their games are so close. So it definitely could have gone either way. But anyways, the Rams, they keep squeaking out wins. This is like the third week in a row. They went 23-20 the Broncos, but this is the third week in a row where they've could have lost a game but then didn't. They remain undefeated, but I don't know, they're really good, but they're definitely beatable.
Yeah, I agree with you. A lot of people think the Rams are just far and away the best team in the NFL, which they might be, but they could have lost a few games by now.
Yeah, they could definitely be 3-3. They could have lost this Broncos game. They could have lost the game last week to Seattle. They had to just barely beat them. And then the Viking game. Those people in Minnesota watched that. We know how that went. If we just had even a speck of defense in that game, we could have won.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, their defense, I thought it would be a lot better. But I know I think Tlaib and one of their other cornerbacks. Marcus Peters,
yeah, they're banged up in corner. Their linebackers are pretty irrelevant. They got a good front, that's about it. But
yeah,
speaking of defense, the Ravens defense just absolutely killing it. They're 4-2. They beat the Titans. They shut them out 21-0. The Ravens just always have a freaking good D, man. I don't get it.
Oh yeah, 11 sacks was it in that game?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I think it tied like an NFL record, or it was one away from the record. I think it tied it. Just insane.
Yeah. Either way, that's a lot of sacks.
Hawaii's own Marcus Mariota, not looking too hot.
No, not at all.
Jags and Cowboys. This was kind of a surprise matchup. Cowboys just spanked the Jags' ass multiple times, 40-7.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I know I just recently saw a replay. I saw that Conor McGregor was kind of firing up the Cowboys before the game. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard he was at the game. I mean, I guess it's not – once you know that, I guess it isn't that big of a surprise, not once you think about it.
Yeah, I know. He was down on the field and hanging out with the players, fist pumping and whatnot. So maybe that was something. But, yeah, really surprising out of the Jaguars. I thought after they beat – New England a few weeks ago, they'd be really good, but
yeah,
wishy-washy.
Was it Conor McGregor, or did Ryan Fitzmagic somehow fly from his game to the Cowboy Stadium in time for that 3 o'clock?
You know, that's a good question. It looked like McGregor, but it very well could have been Fitzmagic.
Yeah, you know, laid a little of that magic into the Cowboys lineup. I don't know, just saying.
Yep. Could have been. Yeah. And another side note from that game, I really love to hear these players that talk a lot of smack. I really like to observe how they are in a defeat. And I know Jalen Ramsey has been talking more smack than anybody. And he was pretty much limited to 3 or 4 word answers in the post-game conference and or press conference.
Oh, funny. He didn't have much to say once he got his ass kicked, huh?
No, he had nothing to say.
Funny how that works. Yeah, that motherfucker, yeah, he runs his mouth a lot.
Oh, yeah. He was definitely humbled in this one.
Yeah, as he should be. But yeah, that was an interesting matchup. Jags aren't looking so hot. I know they were kind of a sleeper Super Bowl pick after making the AFC title game, but you know, we'll see. Blake Bortles, you know, he's Blake Bortles at the end of the day.
Yeah, he can be great or he can play like this.
Yeah. Dude, Patriots, Chiefs. Talk about a shootout. 83 points between the two, 43-40. Did you check out the Sunday night game at all?
I wasn't able to watch that one. After the Vikings game, I ended up going to the beach and kind of passing out from exhaustion. But, yeah, that was an exciting game for sure.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah. Just back-to-back. Patty Holmes almost pulled it off. But Tim Brady, I knew he'd find a way. Can't have the new rookie guy outdo him, so.
Oh, no way.
But yeah, just talk about points and just shit defense, specifically pass defense. God, they so many 20 to 30 yard passes just being thrown left and right.
Yeah, it's crazy. I know the Chiefs, if they want to be like a real contender this year, they got to figure out their defense. They give up a lot of points.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I don't know, but maybe, I don't know, if they just continue to score a shit ton of points, you don't necessarily need the most amazing defense, but yeah, I agree, their defense is pretty horrible. But it was nice in this matchup also to see good kicking, something you don't see not much nowadays.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then Monday night, I know we got the 49ers Packers. I know we were texting a little bit about this game, this fucking game. Another surprise game. 49ers thought they were going to pull it out, but let's fast forward to the last like 5 minutes of the game. All of a sudden, the 49ers look like they can't do anything on offense.
I know, they completely choked at the end.
Yeah, they throw an interception. That was a good interception by the Packers. I'll give them credit for that. But then the Packers get the ball back. 49ers put up good D. And then fucking, what is it, like a 3rd and 15, 3rd and 19, they get a sack, but they call a fucking 5 yard, what was it, interference call or something, not pass interference, but illegal contact.
Dude, yeah, hands to the face or something.
Yeah, the NFL rules are so retarded, Wardeen.
A lot of them are so stupid.
Yeah, so it was 3rd and 15, that sack, it made it probably like a 4th and 22 or something. So it's a 5 yard penalty, but you know, by NFL rules, it's an automatic first down because it's a penalty. So that makes sense. You know, last time I checked, 15 minus 5 would be like, I would make it like a 3rd and 10, I would think.
I think that's about right. 10.
Yeah, I think with my Coon Rapids math, does it right. 15 minus 5 is 10, so you'd think they would have 10 yards to go. No, apparently it's just an automatic first down. Just give them, just make up for those 15, 20 yards that they would have had to gain, and let's do it.
Yeah, I hate to see games decided on penalties, but as an NFL team, you just can't let it be a close game. You just have to win outright, no questions asked.
Right, and then Rodgers hurts his knee on the sack. And yeah, he was. This is live audio of Aaron Rodgers after he got sacked. So yeah, that was live audio, Aaron Rodgers. You know, it seemed like he couldn't even walk. And then the next
play. Was that really live audio?
That was live audio, Wardeen.
Yeah.
But in the next play, the guy runs up the middle. Did you see that? And then he runs up the middle, 20 yards, just sprinting.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, his knee was really, really hurting.
But yeah, what was that, a 20-yard gain rushing?
Something like that. But yeah, the point is, Aaron Rodgers, great football player, but he's like a narcissist. He's the worst kind of person. He seeks attention. He wants you to feel bad for him. Wants you to think things are worse than they are.
Yeah, I feel
and
then
just goes and does that shit. And then all of a sudden, you know, the fucking 49ers up. They can't cover the edges. You know they're going to throw it to the sides, just wide open after wide open pass.
Yeah, two in a row to end the game. Oh, and they're in field goal range.
Oh, and then it's just a chip shot for Mason Crosby. And then
another long pass to the outside, and he gets out of bounds.
Yep. But, yeah. So, yeah, they pull it out 33-30. It's whatever. Kind of funny, but anyways, that's your NFL weekend recap. Gonna talk about the league a little bit. Waivers, trades. Not a ton of waiver activity. Wardeen, you can't see this, so I'll just run through this by myself real quick.
Sounds good.
Yeah, there really wasn't anything. Just some defenses and kickers. Tony added Corey Clement. Jameis Winston was added. Matthew Stafford was added. Mike Davis, yeah. Nothing to report. Let's go and do our review matchup, shall we?
Let's do it.
So I went up against Alex, who was the host last week, and Ken, your picks beat Rick's. Had some good matchups this week. Let's do it. Fastest 3 minutes, but it's more like actually fastest 6 minutes. But all right, Let's do it. First up, we got my matchup, Double Badge, Double Anal, Ryan Eason, playing My Girlfriend Digs My Smallwood, Tony Baker. Like the team name, don't like the fantasy performance. You lose to Double Badge, Double Anal, 118-92.2. Baker goes 1-5, the worst start he's ever probably had in this league. Double Badge, Double Anal goes 3-3. Just couldn't handle the Tyler Boyd, AJ Green, Cincinnati wide receiver duo, plus Matt Ryan being the number two quarterback. A decent performance from Tim Brady. Other than that, team sucked dick. Rudine, what do you got to say?
Just really surprising to see this from Raker. Usually you're doing pretty well, but not this year. Sorry, man. Hope you figure it out.
Next matchup, we got I Love TDs in My Face, Jordan Walmo. He played the Catalina Wine Mixin', Kevin Plow. Close matchup here. Who is going to win? We got Carson Wentz throwing the football. Joe Mixon's been a beast all season for the most part. He gets another touchdown. Woo! 14.4. Robert Woods, strong showing by him, 12.1. Jordan Walmo, Kareem Hunt, having another beast week, 24.5 points. Juju Smith-Schuster, guy can cheerlead, he can do it all. 13.1 points. Eric Ebron, another 13 points. Close matchup, but due to a piss-poor performance by Deshaun Watson, 5.3, couldn't win. Catalina Wine Mixer wins 95-92.7.
All I gotta say is, Walmart, you gotta get rid of that Rams
view.
No good.
All right, next matchup. Gruden the Trade Master, David Leafblad, played Andrew Luck's Neckbeard, Tyler Hermans. Wow, Leafblad, what a fucking awful performance. One of the worst performances we've seen in the land of 10,000 plus coons. 53.2 points. Negative one from the Bears D. Devin Funchess, Sterling Shepard, who are these receivers? Tyler, decent performance by you. James Conner, fuck you for having him. Beastly performance, 24 points. Several other players in the double digits, scoring 97.2. Tyler improves to 3-3. Leafblad going down the shitter at 2-4.
And just like John Gruden, massively underwhelming.
Agreed. And then forgot the best player of all on Leafblad. Mini segment. Amari Cooper is a pooper. 0 points. 0 points. Not only did the guy not do shit all game, he got hurt, got knocked out with a concussion. Getting carted off. And we might be able to put Amari Cooper on the Pussies Can't Play list after the bye week. Tune in soon to find out. Not a top 50 or a top 10 receiver. He's in the 50s. Next up, we got StarCraft, Bamachu, and Zimmel. Jared Zimmel playing the coefficient. Andrew Flick. Andrew Flick is on a hot streak. This man cannot be stopped. Could Zimmel, the lucky fuck of all people, be able to take away his winning streak? Cam Newton, good performance. Davante Adams, 25.2. A lot of fourth quarter fantasy points for him. But was it enough? No, the coefficient with that quarterback kicker combo on Monday night, scoring over 45 points between the two. Just couldn't do it. Melvin Gordon, 33. Todd Gurley, 34. Holy fuck.
Yeah, those 208 rushing yards from Todd Gurley just too much to overcome.
All right, and last up, we had the not at the table Carlos playing Sheath through three free throws. God damn it, Asian Dave, you're making me work for those team names. Asian Dave, this guy changes team names more often than Kevin Plow changes girls, or more often than I change my underwear. Man, this was a highly anticipated matchup of the week, and for the burrito. Patrick Mahomes continuing his hot streak, 27 points. Saquon Barkley, definitely worth the money at 28. But Tyreek Hill, man, stole the show between this matchup with 32.2 points, putting up highlight reel plays on Sunday night. Adam Thielen continuing to be a beast. Number two receiver overall, only to Tyreek Hill, who's number one receiver overall, both on Al's team. Surely that would have been enough to beat Asian Dave. Not quite. Lost 112.8 to 123.3. Asian Dave adding Patty Mahomes to compliment Tyreek Hill scoring just wasn't a good fit for Al. Not a good matchup for him.
Better luck next time, Allie.
and that's your matchups. So for the Can Your Picks Beat Ricks, since Asian Dave won, I owe Alex a burrito, so now I'm 3-3 for the challenge. And then Leafbad owes Fleck $5 for having the shittiest score and Fleck having the highest. And Fleck is just racking up dough. This is like, I think, the third or fourth time he's had the $5 pot. So he's almost going to get his league fee back just in winning highest score every week.
Way to go,
Fleck. Yeah, can you believe that guy from back in elementary school is just killing it in fantasy?
You know, I saw big things for him in his future, but nothing this big.
Yeah, right? All right, next we're doing, we're gonna do some PCP. How does that sound?
That sounds good.
That's the Pussies Can't Play segment, where we talk about NFL fantasy injuries, the latest and greatest. Who made the Pussies Can't Play this week? First up, Cooper Kupp, Rams receiver, sprained MCL. Don't play him. That pussy can't play. Devonta Freeman, this fucking pussy. Bone bruise on a foot, and now he's got some sort of a groin injury. I don't know if those two are correlated, but whatever. This guy's injury up the ass. Latest and greatest news just told me he's on the IR. Probably going to be out for the rest of the fantasy year. Might be back for regular NFL playoffs. So that pussy can't play indefinitely. It's a bummer. A couple other guys, Delvin Cook and Leonard Fournette, will pair these two pussies up. I have both these guys in another league, another $100 buy-in league. Both got hamstring issues. They're both week to week. You never fucking know if they're going to play or not. They're quite the couple, these two. And that's it for your pussies can't play. Anything to say about any of that, Wardeen?
You know, I just hope that maybe by the playoffs, God willing that we make it, Dalvin Cook is finally ready to play.
Yeah, he's the injury bug. To say that's hit him would be an understatement.
Oh, yeah.
All right, but next we'll go into Can Your Picks Beat Ricks? Wardeen, do you accept the challenge? Winner gets a burrito from the loser. So since you're in Hawaii, we'll just text a receipt and I'll just Venmo you the, or you'll just Venmo me the amount on the receipt.
I do accept.
What's your go-to burrito place in the Waikiki? You guys got Chipotle's over there?
We don't have Chipotle, but Whole Foods. Whole Foods makes a pretty mean burrito.
You're gonna get your burrito from Whole Foods?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, can I just? Yeah, you know, man. Well, I guess I haven't had it, so I can't nag it, but.
It's not bad.
All right. So let's see. We got the first.
Don't worry. I'm a Prime member, so I get a little discount. It won't hurt you too bad.
Ooh, already assuming you're gonna win. Talking shit already. I suppose because Amazon bought Whole Foods, you get that little Prime discount, huh?
Oh yeah.
All right, so. First matchup, we got StarCraft, Bama Chew, and Zimmel. Jared Zimmel playing My Girlfriend Digs My Smallwood, Tony Faker. I'll let you go first. Who do you got in this matchup, Wardeen?
I like Tony Raker in this. I like My Girlfriend Digs My Smallwood. As much as I don't like Odell Beckham Jr., I think he's going to have a massive day against Atlanta's soft defense, and that's going to be enough to carry him in this one.
All right. I got Phony Faker as well. Zimmel's team hasn't proved themselves to me this year. And Tony's team, they're definitely due for a win, 1-5. He's in the shitter right now in 10th. He was texting me on Sunday asking for Le'Veon Bell because he wanted a keeper. Le'Veon Bell's not even an available keeper next year, so the guy's just losing it. He doesn't even know what's going on. Which isn't like him, but yeah, I think he's gonna bounce back this week and win.
All right, who do you got next?
Next, I got Andrew Luck's neckbeard Tyler playing out at the table. Carlos, Alex, I'll go first for this matchup. And let's see. In this one, I like Tyler. I think he's clearly, this was, well, not clearly, this was actually one of the tougher matchups to decide, but just lining up players, I like Tyler's a little bit better. I don't know what Alex is doing on running back. He's got Carlos Hyde and Delvin Cook. And, yeah, I don't even know if Delvin Cook's going to freaking play, and he doesn't have Murray as a handcuff. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Tyler here. Who do you got?
All right, I'm going to go with Alex on this one. Right. I think the Cousins-Thielen duo is going to prove to be big once more. I can see Josh Gordon having a big day.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's going to be enough to pull him through.
Yeah, and he's got that Vikings D. So three Viking players.
Yep.
Four Viking players. Jesus.
Good Lord.
It's just too many Vikings. That's another reason I'm not picking Alex. I love the Vikings, but don't love stacking them in fantasy matchups and picking them.
All right, fair enough.
But all right, we got a disagreement there. I like disagreements. Next up, I got on my list Catalina Wine Mixon, Kevin Plow. 4-2, he's already got more wins than he did last year. Going up against Gruden, the Trade Master, Leaf Bad. Your turn to go first. Who do you got?
I got, I think I picked Leafblad on this one. I think Leafblad's going to bounce back from that terrible 53-point performance, break his losing streak, and he's going to take it.
All right. I thought we were going to be in a disagreement here, but I put Leafblad down as well. It was tough, but this was kind of my upset match of the week. He doesn't have Alvin Kamara on his lineup right now, but I imagine he will put him in. And I'm mainly picking Leafblad because he can finally take Amari Cooper out of this fucking lineup, considering he's on a bye. At least I'm assuming Leafblad's going to take him out.
Do it.
So he'll actually have another player in his lineup to score points instead of getting the typical 0 or 1 that he gets from Amari Cooper on a given week.
That always helps.
So, sorry, Plob. Hopefully, you understand. You've made tremendous strides from last year, but I think you're taking an L this week. Next matchup. Got my matchup pulled up. Double badge, double anal playing. She threw 3 free throws. Asian Dave. I think it's my turn to go first, and I got Asian Dave in this matchup. I don't have either of my keepers, Devonta Freeman or Le'Veon Bell. I sound like a broken record. I'm like PJ Fleck when he talks about freshmen on the Gophers. I just keep saying that as an excuse, but I'm going to use it. It freaking sucks. I have to play guys who have been okay this year, but
is your first keeper?
Devonta Freeman and Le'Veon Bell were my two keepers. So we're in a keeper league where you can keep 2 players.
Gotcha.
So I basically haven't been able to play my keepers at all.
That's so unfortunate.
Do you have a take on the Le'Veon Bell situation?
I think it's really unpopular with his teammates. I don't think they're going to – it'll be surprising if he comes back and his teammates fully embrace him just because he's kind of letting them hang. But I see where he's coming from too. He wants a guaranteed contract, and that's about it.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, I'm picking Asian Dave. Don't have my keepers. My team's actually decent. I don't hate it, but Asian Dave's team's on the rise. He's got all his guys are healthy playing. I mean, even LeSean McCoy is like good to go starting this week in his flex. He's got McGrafferty, Mahomes, Galladay, and Ridley are pretty solid. Barkley's a beast, and Gronk's due for a good game. So I'm going to pick Asian Dave. Who do you got?
I also got Asian Dave on this one. Just Mahomes and Barkley have been playing so well. Calvin Ridley's been doing pretty well. Gronkowski, always reliable. And, yeah, I think he's got it this week.
All right, so we're in agreement there. Next matchup. Got this labeled as matchup of the week. I got the coefficient, Andrew Flapp, playing. I love TDs in my face. Jordan Walmo, 5-1, playing
3-3. I'll let you go first.
All right. As soon as I looked at this one, I was just like, oh, my God, Falk, your whole team's on bye.
Basically.
And just judging by that, I got to pick Walmo on this one.
Yeah, holy shit, Flit. You got a lot of byes. Antonio Brown, Mason Crosby, Aaron Rodgers. So it's coefficient right there. Randall Cobb, Jared Cook, Vance McDonald, and Packers D all on a bye. And so he's got to make some waiver wire moves because he needs to put in a receiver and a tight end because he physically can't do that with the way his bench and lineup is right now. He could put Cooper Kupp in, but he's on the pussy can't play list, so he can't play him either. He doesn't want to drop him because he's pretty good. So, yep. If there's a week for Flick to lose, it's probably this week. So I'm going to go with Walmo as well, the defending league champion. I love T's in my face. Let's go. For the sake of the league, Walmo, take him down. Take the coefficient down.
So just to recap, what was the one we disagreed on once more?
Yep, so we agreed on all of our picks except for the second one where I picked Tyler and you picked Alex.
Okay.
Yep.
That'll be the one to watch.
Yep, so that's the one to watch. All right, next up, got some fantasy sleeper picks. For you non-league listeners to pick up some sleepers off the waiver wires, or current league listeners, I guess. But Wardeen, do you got a few sleeper picks for us?
I do. My first one is, I know you said he was on the possible injury list, but Baker Mayfield. I think he's going to rebound after a tough loss last week where they were kind of embarrassed at home against the Chargers, and he's going to have a good game.
Yeah, let me just confirm, make sure that you get the latest and greatest on his status. So yeah, he is playing this week, so can disregard what I said in the beginning. Their bye week isn't until week 11. I must have been confusing him with something else, but yeah, it's looking like he's probably playing.
The Bills quarterback?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, Josh Allen. We forgot to totally mention that. Yeah, Josh Allen came in, and then Nathan Peterman came in, and he's pretty much the reason why they lost that Titans game. Nathan Peterman is, man, bad isn't even a way to describe him. He's fucking ass. Like he is
an interception machine.
Yeah, he throws interceptions more often than Asian Dave changes his team name. That's for sure. But You have Baker Mayfield. You say someone else. You got anyone else?
Yeah, I do. Nick O'Leary, the Dolphins tight end.
Okay.
He had a lot of points against the Bears, and I think he's going to have another good game against the Lions this week.
Okay. I like it. Anyone else?
Yeah, I do, and I think you already probably knew I was going to say this one, but my boy Laquan Treadwell.
Oh, there it is.
Have a big game this week.
I had envisioned before starting the show asking if you were going to pick Laquan as a sleeper pick again. So.
Yes. Every week I expect him to do something big. He's just ready to break out. I know he already has one touchdown this year, and I think we can expect him, maybe not expect it, but let's look for him to double or even triple his touchdown total on the year on Sunday versus the Jets.
Ooh, I like it. Yeah, I mean, the last couple weeks he's been catching every ball. He's been improving. Must be
some early season struggles with all those drop passes. I think one of them went for an interception, but Cousins has shown that he trusts him, and he's willing to keep throwing him the ball.
Yeah, he must be waking up early and hitting the pitching machine or whatever those things are called that spit out the footballs really fast.
He's doing something.
All right, anyone else?
No, those are my three for this week. Mayfield, Nick O'Leary, and Laquan Treadwell.
All right. And if you like Wardeen, you like what he's saying, you can follow him at, well, Wardeen's a pretty hard guy to follow. Let's see, you just got a PS4. You can follow him on his PS4 username. Can we give that out? What's your username?
Yeah, let's do it. It's Pepperoni808.
All right, Pepperoni 808. So you can hit up Wardine at Pepperoni 808 on PS4 chat. You can hit me up at East 1017. That's East 1017. So my sleeper picks, I got a couple. First one, Marquise Goodwin. He's available in a good chunk of leagues. San Francisco wide receiver. He had an amazing game last night, Monday night against the Pack. Hasn't really done too much all year, but looks like he's got some good chemistry going with that Jimmy Garoppolo replacement. I forget the dude's last name.
CJ Beathard?
Yeah, Beathard. Yeah, yeah. He'll actually throw deep to him. And the dude's really freaking fast. So.
It's Goodwin, the former Olympic sprinter. Was that him? Or?
Yep. Olympic sprinter. Apparently he runs like 21 miles per hour on the field, supposedly.
Not bad.
Yeah, so he's my first sleeper pick. And then I got a defense. Normally we won't do defensive sleepers, but I got to throw him out there. And that's the Bills D. They're actually a top five fantasy defense. I know people don't think shit about the Bills. But defensive-wise, in particular fantasy, they get sacks and they get turnovers. So don't look past them. I think I got them. It might be this league. I think it's this league I have them in. So I'm not afraid to start them. You shouldn't either. All right.
It's your gut.
So that's our sleeper picks. Wardine, that's all I got on my agenda. Do you have a special segment you want to do? I've been letting people do their own kind of thing if they want. Otherwise, do you got anything else to say? Now's the time, my man.
Don't really have anything else to say football-wise, but I just want to say an early happy birthday for you. Hope you have a good one. That's tomorrow, right?
Yep. Appreciate that.
So, yeah, this should be a big week for you. Turning 28, is it?
Yep.
Turning 28 tomorrow and then getting your first property on the next day. So excited for you, man. Should be a good week for you.
Yeah. Eating dinner at Broadway Pizza tomorrow, I think, for the birthday. It's gonna be pretty lit. So
excellent. Yeah,
big plans coming my way. Appreciate you having me on. Good vibes in Hawaii, probably like always. Keep them flowing there, and hopefully we see you soon. Any idea when your next visit's going to be?
My brother is having another kid in, I think, early February, late January. I don't know exactly. But whenever he has that kid, I'll be back for a few days, and I'll hit you up.
All right, my man. Sounds good. I'll log off, but it was fun. Appreciate coming on. Appreciate everyone tuning in.
It was fun.
Yeah, have a good rest of the week. Best of luck to everyone in their fantasy matchups, and take care. See ya.
Aloha.